CDP.
Hey, Dave, this is Sahak with Local Splash, calling you back about the Google listing. How you doing?
Yeah, good. I was
happy to hear that.
Giving you a call here pretty soon.
Oh, really? Nice. So you do have a moment?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I take it you spoke with the wife?
Yeah. She told me, she said, whatever, you know, I think would be best at this point. So I think we'll go ahead and give it a try and go from there.
Very good.
See, so just
right, give
just so we know, what's the setup fee for everything?
So what I quoted you before, it would just be 50 on top of that, right? So you're looking at 398 on the first payment, but it's still 249 a month. So 149 for the setup, 249 on the monthly. Does that make sense?
Oh, gotcha.
Right. So it's just a one-time payment.
Gotcha. Okay.
But essentially, that 249 is locked in.
No contract with this?
And no contracts at all. You can cancel at any time. Yep. Or upgrade. It's flexible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We do sometimes do like 3, 6, or 12 months up front if you wanted to, you know, save money over time. But no, we don't do contracts. It's typically just month to month.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yep. Definitely. Not a problem at all. Yeah, you can cancel at any time. There's no fees or anything associated with it. Nothing like that.
Gotcha. So what all I have to do now to...
So let's see here. So the phone number I have that you want listed is the 8012. That's the one you'd like listed?
Correct.
Okay. And then what's a good email for you, Dave?
The ddp.emale.
Gmail. There it is. Didn't save from last time, I guess. And then your last name, Dave? It was
Palmer. P-A-L-N-E-R.
Got it. And then, now, as for, like, your Google business profile, like, how it would appear online, what about hours of operation? Basically, when you would receive calls from people, let me see what we had here. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. That's good, right?
We'll probably do, probably 8 to 5.
8 to 5? Okay, can do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. And then what about, clients contacting you? Is phone, text, and email gonna be okay?
Oh yeah, perfect. That's
yeah, more opportunity that way, I figure. Is there any specific areas that you want to target? Maybe counties, anything for the targeted marketing?
Preferably Douglas, Grant, Douglas and Chelan County. And
Douglas and Chelan. Man, Chelan, that takes me back. I haven't been there for so long. I remember going to the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That brought me back just now when you said that. That's crazy. Okay, now what about...
I work up that way.
You do? Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah, man, I missed that. The cabin that we started on. No, we got a video that we did for it. It was pretty cool.
Oh, nice. That's really cool. Yeah, I love like that whole vibe, man. Just being in the lake, cabin, like that whole aesthetic. It's beautiful, man. So let's see. For services, like the keywords, what we have was, concrete, painting, flooring, restoration, repair, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, interior, exterior painting, plumbing, electrician, drywall, repair and install, and deck repair only. Is there any others that you'd like to list, or is that... That's good.
That's pretty good.
Okay, cool. Let's see. I think this should be everything. And you guys are licensed and insured as well?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. And then now we also would set up a business Facebook page for you and run ads there. Do you guys already have one, like a business page?
We do.
Just looking for it. There we go. Okay, cool. So if you like, it would be included. They can, optimize it for you, run ads there. One of our higher conversion rates is from, other than Google, of course, is Facebook. So I would recommend it. It's definitely helpful. Let's see. So I think that should be everything for that. All right. And then what about for the address you guys are verifying with Google?
It's 209-1?
Dash one.
River Park Ave.
River Park Ave.
Wenatchee, Washington. 98801.
Let me see if I...
Yep. It's right across from...
So it's 209-1, right? River Park Ave?
That's correct.
Okay. Got it. Save that. And I'm guessing that would be the same for the billing address as well?
Yes.
Okay. So for billing, so just to confirm, today we have the 398, but your recurring payment will always be that 249. Unless, you know, in the future you want to upgrade or whatever. But for the life you're with us, you're locked in at the 249. That's not ever going to change.
Okay.
Now, as for, let's see here, for the address, 2091 River Park, and that's in, is it Wenatchee or East Wenatchee?
Wenatchee.
Mm-hmm. Just Wenatchee, okay. And then that's 98801.
That's correct.
Got it. Okay, and then for the payment method, is that Visa or MasterCard?
That's Visa.
Okay. So go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Okay. A second.
Yep, no worries. Let's see here. Yeah, there we go. Ready whenever you are.
It is 4205.
4205, okay.
0200.
Okay.
6827.
Got it.
1561.
1561, okay. And the expiration?
0326.
326. And the number on the back?
207.
207, got it. Now, we're also going to set up a security question for you, just so, you know, calls are more secure, you know, that's what we're calling. There's three options, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
First one.
Okay, and the name?
Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S.
Phyllis.
E. Gartery, D-A-U. G-H-E-R-T-Y.
Okay. We can use, I guess we could put both. What was the last name again? Can you spell it for me?
D, it's in David, A-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y.
Okay. One more, here we go. Phyllis, one more time with the last name, sorry.
D is in David, A is in apple, U, G, H, E, R, T, Y.
Got it. All right. Just had to make sure it matched. Sorry about that. Okay. There we go. Now, once it processes here, you're going to see it come through on your online banking, of course, but you're also going to see it come through text and email, a copy of your invoice. That way you have one for your purposes, and then also we'll go through that real quick. Then we just have one other quick step, and you're good to go. So let me just set that up. And then on the card, that's going to be Dave Palmer?
David Palmer, yes.
David, okay. Let me make sure here. All right, one second. Just setting it up. Just take a sec. Just waiting on my internet here. Bear with me. There we go. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Good to go. Just waiting on it to load. Okay. So you're going to see that come through now. Just give it a sec here. Okay, there we go. All right, processing now. You'll see it come through on your online banking first. But again, you're going to get an email, and then I'm going to send you a quick text here. It has a direct link to the invoice. That way it just shoots you straight there. We'll go through that real quick. One other quick step, and you are all set. There we go. Just went through. Okay, so you're going to get a text here. Let me know. Should be coming through. Invoice should be coming through now. Let me know if you see that. Give it a second. Should be there now. Did you see that?
I'm looking for it.
Let's see. Make sure it went through.
Yes, I got the text.
All right, perfect. Yeah, you'll see a link there. Click on that. That'll take you inside the invoice. Once you get there, take a quick look, of course. Let me know if you have any questions. But once you get to the bottom there, you're going to see a box where it says, I'm the authorized user. You would click there. In the field there, type your name. And then once you've done both of those and hit confirm signature, that should navigate you to our website and ask for a username and password. That's how you know it went through. Let me know once you see that.
And you said that link was in the text?
Should be in the text. It should say, like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and there should be, like, a link right under that. You see that? I think the link says, like, localsplash.com/terms or something like that. Did you find that?
Confirm signature, but it's not.
I was giving you like an error message.
Yeah, signature does not match.
And you put in David Palmer?
Oh, okay.
I put David because of the, it shows up the same as the billing, so that's probably why.
There we go.
All right. So it's good now. Perfect. All right. Now, just one other quick step, and then I'll set you up. You're all good to go. So it's called our voice verification, is to go along with the invoice, you know, to outline the service agreement, ensure the accuracy of everything. And if you have any questions or need to clarify anything, you know, let me know. I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of your business?
EDP Construction, LLC.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
David Palmer with EDP Construction, LLC.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay, now to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, like the verification process with Google, building, you know, a website, just anything to expedite processes, of course. Now, as a result of increased visibility online, also be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you to verify the call is coming from us at Local Splash and not another company. Now, also, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process?
Yes.
Okay, and I'll text you everything you need here at the end of the call, no worries. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or basically just let the technician know of any additional online marketing that you might do with, say, like another company during the term of your agreement with us? Just to make sure if you did do any marketing with another company, there wasn't something that, you know, might interfere with what they're doing or vice versa. That's all.
Gotcha.
Okay, no worries. Now, your payment for the initial term and account set up was charged today, okay, November 2nd, in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the second or just 30 days from today in the amount of $249. That's your recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll text you here in a sec when we get off the call to speak with a live representative. But to prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so you're all good to go. I'm just going to send you over one more email because it's going to have your time with the technician so you can confirm that. What's a good? Can you speak with him later today or is tomorrow morning better for you?
Today. I'm off
today? Oh, perfect. Okay, let's see. See what we have open here. Pretty much wide open. What's a good time for you?
Now.
ASAP? Okay. Let's see. So you guys are, let me just confirm the time zones here. Yep, same one. Perfect. Okay, so let's see what we have. It would be 11:30, so 1 o'clock, sound good?
Yeah, that would work.
That works.
You put it into my calendar so I don't forget it.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, definitely do that. And then I'm also going to send you over this email. It's going to be like a Google Calendar invite. All you have to do is hit yes on the RSVP. That confirms the time. And then the technician will do the same. And then, you know, you guys are locked in. So let me just send that over. One sec here. There it is. Okay. So that's going to ddp.email@gmail.com, right?
Correct.
Okay. Sending that over right now. That should be in your inbox. Everything else also is there. You have everything you need. So thanks for giving us a shot. Welcome to the team, most of all. Now, they're going to call you between, like, pretty much a half-hour window from that time. They'll call somewhere between then, and they'll get you started with everything. Any questions you have, just let them know. I'm also going to text you my contact info. That way, if you have any questions for me or, you know, anything in the meantime, you can also contact me anytime, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So you're all set. They're going to call you here in about an hour or so and get you started with everything, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, you have a good one, Dave.
You too. Thanks.
All right, bye.